Good evening, everyone. This is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. And we are back with another one, another audio video for y'all. It's for sports right now. And one of the best things about the sports is we're going to focus on D. Rose's retirement. Players like Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, and Vince Carter. And how they need to win a championship, that they don't have a championship, but it doesn't matter. Success doesn't measure how many championships you have. To be honest, it measures how great you are as a player overall. So with that being said, let's get the show started. So today, I just wanted to talk about Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose started his career off pretty good, on a good note. But then injuries are what messed him up. He tore his ACL, and that's where his career went downhill. After you tear your ACL, it's hard to come back from. That's one of the injuries that are really hard to come back from because of the fact he has to, do all these things to get back where he was. He'll never be at 100% after that one injury. So he's trying to play in the league, but it was just like he was never always at 100%. Like, he used to be like really explosive. Now he's not so explosive anymore. That's what made him different compared to the rest of the players, because before he used to bounce out the gym, like his leg and stuff, his knee. But now after the surgery, he can't really do that no more. It's the wear and tear in the sports at the NBA for him. He played 15 years in the NBA. Derrick Rose was an outstanding player. He was an outstanding individual teammate. Derrick Rose, in my opinion, if he didn't get injured, he would have been one of the best point guards in the NBA. He played for the Chicago Bulls. He played for Memphis Grizzlies. Played for the New York Knicks. Derrick Rose is one of those players where He was a guy when he was in Chicago before he got hurt. But that's what you never know, when an injury can happen in a matter of seconds and it could change your whole career outcome in a game like that. So, that's one of the things. This was in 2012 where Derrick Rose got the ACL tear. And it wasn't really that good for him, 2012. And so, Derrick Rose, man, we still can't, based on his success, he's been a successful player overall. The guy, he's done it all, man. Derrick Rose career stats overall, 723 points, 30.5 minutes, 17.4 points, 3.2 rebounds, 5.2 assists in his whole career. In Rose, Derrick Rose had 3 games where it was 40 plus points. Derrick Rose's career was 16 years long, and Derrick Rose, he was MVP at 22 years old. He became the youngest MVP in NBA history, averaging 25 points, 7.7 assists, 4.1 rebounding, while leading the Bulls in 62-20 record and the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. He began shortly after restarting. So D. Rose was nice, man. D. Rose was nice before the injury. But it's one of those things that happen, you know. You never know when stuff is going to happen for like that. Derrick Rose was an outstanding individual when he came against the rest. He worked hard. He did what he had to do every single day, you know. But it just, you know, it's one of those things in sports. So Derrick Rose had played for four different teams.
four different seasons. So he started off with the obviously the Bulls, then the Knicks. So 2008, 2009 to 2012, he was with the Bulls. 23 to 2016, he was with the Knicks. Timberwolves, he was 2017 to 2019. The Pistons, 2019 to 2021. And the Knicks, 2021 to 2023. And the Grizzlies, 23-24. Six different teams. But with that being said, he had an amazing career and did what he had to do. But it just, to be honest with you, it was just wasn't enough because, you know, injuries. And with that being said, like, you look at, like, other NBA players that never won a championship. Carmelo Anthony, Vince Carter, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Luka, Anthony Edwards. Those players that I mentioned, though, they're still young. But I'm just saying, if Chris Paul, too, is another one, he's getting up there playing for Golden State. But these players right now, like, I'm talking about the older players that haven't won one yet. I'm talking about, like, Chris Paul, James Harden, Russell Westbrook that already haven't had one yet. But it's interesting to see how, like, you could be on a really good team and still not win. It's only the chances are very low for you to win. But you have to have a really good team. A really good team to help you out to win a championship. You really have to have that dog in you to win it in the NBA. And it's not easy. You're playing 82 games right now in the regular season. And you have to play through like injuries and stuff or whatnot. You're playing or you're not playing. It depends. But that's one of the things, you know. It's just like you got to make sure that you're able to stay healthy all year round. Get your body in shape. For example, for LeBron to do what LeBron does, he spends his money on his body to make the best. So no wonder why LeBron James has four rings, because he takes the time to work on his craft every single day, invest in his body to be in the best shape possible so that he's ahead of the competition. And when you're ahead of a competition, it just makes it so much easier for yourself because you're a step ahead from everybody else. You have that advantage compared to everybody else in the game right now because you have that step ahead. Every team's going to want to beat you, but, you know, it's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be like a walk in the park for them to win. So that LeBron does that just to keep his body strong and so that he could compete with the best, you know. That's how it's supposed to be, you know. You're not supposed to. If you're a professional athlete, no diss on Anthony Davis, but I know Anthony Davis, James Harden was out of shape at one point. But you know, LeBron is just like always in the lab. He's always working on himself, and so like, in order for you to do that, you gotta be consistently driven. Something that drives you. You gotta be really good at something. You gotta fight. You fight and find a way to, like, you know, work out when you don't feel like working out, you know? It's a mindset thing. It's all in the head, bro. Some days you don't even feel like working up or getting up in the morning. You have to. But that's one of the things, man. It's all a mindset, a process where you can do something in this world. You're capable of doing it. There's no words that I say that say I can't do something. You got to say I can and I can do. Because, you know, no matter what you do in this world, bro, you're capable of doing anything in this world that's possible that you could reach, you know. You just got to apply yourself and, you know, master the game. Because once you master the game in a way, like Mike Tyson's going to fight Jake Paul, you could be dangerous in a good way. You know what I mean? So that's really good. With that being said, congrats to Derrick Rose's career, successful career. He's done his part, man. And now it's time. It's like life after sports. And see him doing other things, like maybe spending time more with family, his wife, his kids, and all of that, man. All of that good stuff. So yeah, it's not always easy to retire, but you know, at some point you're going to have to hang it up. You can't play the sport forever. If it were to be like that, you know, people would play the sport for a long time. But at some point, you're going to have to wrap your career up at some point and at any given moment, you know. So with that being said, it's one of those things where you just got to look as, like, you know, life after sports, you know? And so, see, he could probably could be a coach somewhere. He could probably be, a broadcaster or, like, a motivational speaker. One of those three things I think he could be, in my opinion, but we will see. I'm not trying to predict the guy's future or anything. I'm just trying to see where he could go, because that's where most of the athletes ended up going, like the three things I just mentioned. So, yeah. Yeah, it should be exciting to see what the next steps are for Derrick Rose, man. We will see, man. We will see where he's going to end up, or what he's going to end up doing for the next sports stuff. So, we will see. So like I said again, we're not sure what the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul rules are yet. Like, we don't know exactly what the rules are, but if I'm Jake Paul, I might be you know, praying for Jake Paul right now, man. Because Mike Tyson at 57, 58, I just watched the Instagram videos of what Mike Tyson was doing in the ring at the age of 57, 58 years old. And that's scary, bro. The dude is gonna come after you, man. Like, in punches, throw some hard punches. So you better be ready, Jake Paul, July 20th, if you really mean you want to fight Mike Tyson, man. It's a different age gap, big age difference. But we already know what Mike Tyson could do in the past. Max Tyson, at the age of 19, was a professional boxer and was just making a lot of money and was really good at the time, so... At the age of 58 now, he's still doing the same thing. He's just a different age, you know? So, we will see, man. It should be a good one. I got tryouts first March 30th. But if I make the Revolution Unified team, hopefully I will. I know I just got to train. I'm in the best shape of my life right now. So, the only thing I have to do is just wait until March 30th at Gillette Stadium to try out. And if I make it on the team, we will be playing in Texas July 20th against the FC Dallas team, which will be pretty exciting too. So we'll play against guys that I used to play against in 2019 when I went to Minnesota. My dad actually got to go to the Mall of America, which is the largest mall in America ever, which is pretty cool, man. We got to visit. Got to go to Minnesota for a couple of days for the Minnesota All-Star Game, where I got to interview Taylor Twellerman. And also to Carlos Heald as like a broadcaster type of stuff. And we ended up winning that match. East won like 3-0. And so we're going to go back there again and just have a good time and enjoy ourselves, but also play for the competition and do what we need to do. With that being said, with the basketball Cambridge Warriors, we are 10-0 right now. And when I tell you we are 10-0, I mean, like, this team's been playing together for a long time now. And the biggest thing I feel like in sports is if you build up a chemistry with your teammates, that could be dangerous in a good way. The reason why I say that is because when you're playing with players that know how you play and it's nonverbal, it makes life so much easier in the sports world. You don't have to tell them like where you need to be. They already know where you need to be. So, yeah, man, actually, we beat two teams. We're now 10-0, and we have practice on Saturday, which I'll be attending. You know, grind don't stop for sports for me. I'm always busy, always moving around to different places, but that's the biggest thing. I'm just trying to keep up with my podcast more consistently, just trying to promote it. So, y'all, make sure you, like, share my podcast with the world, and if you don't know about me, Talk to your friends about me. My link is on my bio on Instagram and Twitter. So if you want to take a listen, just go ahead, take a listen. Let me know what you think of the podcast, man. Radley Sports Talk Show. And yeah. And then also too, March Madness is starting to become soon. I already made my bracket. I got Houston winning the whole thing. And so we will see, bro. How I do. I'm trying to get a perfect bracket this year. I have a parlay too for March Madness as well. A four-legged parlay to win up to $5,000. But we will see, man. I'll let you know how I do it on Tuesday. for the parlay, for the March Madness, for the next one. But everybody, man, I appreciate every single one of you on this Monday tuning in for me on my live, or not my live, my podcast. For everybody, I really appreciate y'all, man. You are the best. And I just want to make sure that, like, you know, everything you do in your life, you do it for yourself. It's you versus you in this world. No matter what you do in your life, you continue to strive for greatness and you continue to do what you need to do. At the end of the day, it's your life. You be what you want to be, a professional athlete, whatever. And so you just make that dream into reality. It could be like at the age of, so you look at people maybe getting drafted into the league by 15, 18. But your time will come. You just got to be patient. My time will come eventually, but I'm being patient about it. It may be come in a year, 2 years, but we will see, man. It's going to be before the World Cup of 2026. But if not, I'll do something else, find a plan B. But you know what? One thing about me that you didn't know already, I never give up no matter what. I don't care how long it takes, but to be honest with you, I'm going to get there. So y'all, never give up. You see, that's the quote of the day. Never give up. You versus you. When you look yourself in the mirror, who do you see? It's yourself, the reflection of yourself and your potentials and what you got. You know, never give up on that. Keep going. Stay your best all the time and just do what you can do every single day of your life. Like I always say, this is the one and only Rally Sports Talk show. Success is not defined by the amount of championships you win, and sometimes in sports, but it's defined by like how you play the sport and how you enjoyed it. You know, not everybody wins a championship, but as long as you like had the time that you did your diligence of like your time of playing the sport and doing your best that you can possibly can be, you could do whatever. So with that being said, y'all take care. Stay blessed on a Monday. I'm on spring break, so I'll be back at it again tomorrow. Y'all take care. Stay blessed and highly favored. This is the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show. Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. Follow me on Instagram at Raggo7. Follow my Twitter, Raggo7. On TikTok, too, which I do my podcast on live streams and talk about sports. Y'all take care. Stay blessed, everyone. Peace.